We got a big blow up on our aides. They all hurt because they haven't been notified personally, and they got Senator Sparkman calling early this morning that this is an awful Christmas present, and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, I think the best thing to do, I tried to check McNamara. He told me he had it all worked out and all taken care of. But I guess the poor man just didn't have the time to personally suck up to him. And I think the best thing for you to do is to ask each one of the chief of their services to go to them and say that they're already making a study of the number of people in the White House, and there's 1,074. Tell them not to tell aides that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got an aide named Colonel Jackson. And I've got one named General Clifton. I've got one named Captain Shepard. And then McHugh of the Air Staff. Now, we really think we need one aide instead of four. We've told them that the day we came in. We told the secretary. We looked upon him as a civilian head. We didn't think that we had to go around to each individual. I just can't talk to the 1,074.
No.
We thought the secretary had explained it, that they'd all have good assignments. I particularly asked that we keep the senior man, which is Clifton.
Bob did talk to the service secretaries, Mr. President, late Saturday afternoon after we had lunch following his meeting with you. And but they all, you know, once the word got down, they began calling up their friends.
Well, they're just not going to, that doesn't have any weight on me at all.
Yeah.
Not the slightest effect, except for me that I want them to have a poor command instead of a good command. And tell the admiral that, and tell the generals that, if they're little men like that, that believe they can pressure their commander-in-chief on what his strategy ought to be in war or what his decision ought to be in peace, they don't know the commander-in-chief.
They better learn.
And just say that we especially ask they be given a good command. But we especially ask and not be four. Now, how do we avoid four? The only way I know to avoid four is take the senior one. And I've been around here a lot in 3 years, and I've never noticed they paid one damn bit of attention to me before.
That's right. Well, Admiral McDonald's coming in here in a few minutes.
Well, you tell him, and I want him to get that young man to straighten out his backbone right quick. And if he's going to lobby about what kind of assignment he's got and so forth, or if McHugh is either, and see that the chief of staff of the Air Force gets hold of him.
I will.
They're already starting a little tune on the chief of staff of the Air Force. And I don't want any of that either. They're lobbying for extra terms. And I've been a subject to lobbyists, the professionals that have paid for that purpose for 32 years.
You recognize them when you see them.
I sure do, and just tell both of them that.
All right.
Tell them that we got to watch it now because this man thinks more of the military than any president they've had since Roosevelt.
That's right. He's done more for them over the years.
And I respect him. I've had to join chief staff in more than they've been in this year.
That's right.
In the meetings I've been in, tell them that. But the best way in the world for them to do it is for the Navy to start lobbying for its carrier, and the Air Force start putting out a problem about how many more missiles they need. Because when I see that, I know it didn't come from me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
them both.
I don't want to make my decisions on prejudice, but sometimes a fella can't make them otherwise if he just gets so damn mad. I just tell him they better watch that. Tell him I saw two stories this morning, one on the nuclear carrier and one on the missiles. And I haven't come to any conclusion on missiles. I don't know whether I'm going to give you 50 more minute men or 100 more or cut some you got.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to let them talk to me man by man, not through Roland Evans or some of these little pipsqueaks. And just tell them that. Tell them I called you and I gave you a good going over. You just make it appear that I just chewed you up.
All right. I think it's a good
way. If you ever had any doubt about the confidence I got in you, why, you just remove it. I told Stu Symington that the other day, that there's nobody for whom I have more respect, I think, has taken more rap and caught more hell for doing his duty and for doing what other people wanted done than you have. So you just bear in mind, if you've got a brother, you haven't got one stronger than I am for you, so forget that.
Mr. President, as long as I'm here, I'm going to do just that.
Everybody knows that. Everybody always has known it, and you're here to sacrifice, and we appreciate it, and you're going away with glorious colors, and I've spent half of my waking hours courting McClellan and some of the rest of them.
I know you have.
On his projects and everything else. I've had him in here, and I've never mentioned you the subject, but I'm trying to put a little money in the bank.
Well, I certainly appreciate
I'm going to write a check on it, and you notice they've slowed down considerably.
That's right. I think we've seen the end of it.
So, well, I don't know. I hope so. But I think it's cruel and inhuman. But you tell them that I was cruel and inhuman with you, and that I blamed you for this story on the aircraft carrier, and I blamed you for this story on the missiles, and I blamed you for the hell raising about these aides. That we had disagreement, and I told Secretary the Defense before he went to Vietnam that I do not want to start the new year with 40 military people around me. That they get in my way. They all want to come in. They all want me to sign letters that I can't sign. And I want this Situation Room cleared up. I don't need all those people running around down there.
No. Too much.
And I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to do it with the communication. Secret Service set up. I cleaned them 32 to 8. My own outfit when I was vice president. Now, president, it's a different thing in light of what happened. But I'm just going to save money here. Now, what about this $150 million that you all are spending on exercises?
Well, the big lift type exercise.
Yeah?
I think that's probably the best money we do spend.
Well,
because
if
we don't have usable forces, we shouldn't have them at all. I'd better cut some forces out than cut out the proof that we can use what we have.
Why don't you do it with 100? Looks like to me it's an awful big amount to be spending moving around. How many you got? Take you $150 million to move a division over there?
Well, that covers four major division lifts, one to the Far East, one to the Middle East, one to the Pakistan-Iran area, and one and a big lift, too.
How many did you have this year?
We only had two. We doubled it.
Yeah.
So, but I think, Mr. President, if we have to take out $150 million, I'd take it somewhere else.
Well, why don't you take out $50 million and make it three instead of two and economize?
Well, we can do that.
All right. That's what I'd do. I don't want to ruin McNamara, but that's what I'd do.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Mr. President. See you later.